There's a video circulating on social media, and it's getting a lot of attention. It's a former ESPN anchor, Sage Thiel, and she's detailing how her executives actually handed her a script when she was interviewing Joe Biden, and she wasn't allowed to, well, go outside the script and go off script and ask him real questions that the American people wanted to hear. But it's not what she's actually saying that's got my attention. Let's take a listen.
That was an interesting experience in its own right, because it was so structured. And I was told, you will say every word that we write out. You will not deviate from the script, and go to the word. Like, every single question was scripted, gone over dozens of times by many executives, editors and executives. Absolutely. I was on script and was told not to deviate. It was very much, this is what you will ask. This is how you will say it. No follow-ups. Next. I knew that this was a lot bigger than just the wonderful editors that I worked with. This went up to the fourth floor, as we said, that were all the bosses, the top executives, the decision makers are, the president of our company, the CEO, where they all worked.
Now, Sage is supposed to be a journalist, so you don't exactly take orders from executives if you're authentically conducting journalism. You push back. You say, no, I will not do that. Or you just tell them, yeah, I'll do it. And then when you get on air, you don't do it. That's how journalism works. No one's supposed to tell you what kind of questions to ask. And you're not supposed to softball politicians because, well, you want to feel warm and fuzzy on the inside about it. Sage is openly admitting that you, the audience, cannot trust her because, well, when she was tested, she failed at conducting basic journalism. It's what we talk about all the time, why you no longer trust the corporate media. You don't trust the corporate media because of people like Sage, who don't push back, who comply when they're told to comply. That's why you're watching this show. Now, as many of you know, I formerly worked at several corporate media outlets, and when they told me to say this or to produce like this or angle a story this way, and I disagreed with it because I thought it was unethical, I pushed back. And well, of course, that landed me on a lot of the shit lists throughout corporate media. But that's what your job is to do. You are supposed to be a pusher as a journalist. You're supposed to get to the truth, whether they like it or not. So when Sage is sitting here detailing to you how when they came up to her and confronted her and wanted her to push forward these lies and to softball Joe Biden and she just complied, she's telling you she can't be trusted. But it's not just that interview that has me extremely alarmed. Sage is somebody who, well, claims that she didn't agree with vaccine mandates. And so when ESPN / Disney pushed a vaccine mandate on all of its employees, she complied. And well, she later sued over free speech that she believed was an issue. She filed a lawsuit against ESPN and has settled that lawsuit since. And so now that she's no longer with the company, she's speaking freely, so she says. And so now you should believe her because now she's been paid. And so she has no reason for you not to trust her. But listen, I'm not here to bash her. I just think that this highlights a greater issue that we all should be upset about. Why is Sage Thiel now coming clean? When she had the opportunity in the national audience, that was the time to push back. Now, the interesting part in all of this is Sage ultimately, while with ESPN, maybe mistakenly admitted that she was against vaccine mandates. And well, it caught a lot of people off guard and it pissed off her bosses over at ESPN. Just in case you missed it, let's play that clip.
What's the Band-Aid for?
Well, I got my shot today. So the fact that I get to be on Jay Cutler's Uncut podcast today, yeah. Like this is such a momentous day in my life.
September 13th. I mean, you took it a long way.
I did. I didn't want to do it, but I work for a company that mandates it, and I had until September 30th to get it done, or I'm out.
Were you having to get COVID shots like weekly or daily?
A test.
Yeah. If you weren't vaccinated. I got them all.
What's that?
If you weren't vaccinated, did you have to get a COVID test weekly or no, you're good.
No, they just, because there's so few people on campus right now. There's still, we usually have about 5,000 people on ESPN's main campus in Bristol. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the number is. It's crept up, but there's not many and you have 6 feet distance and you have your masks. I I think to mandate, I respect everyone's decision. I really do. Yeah. But to mandate it is sick. Mm-hmm. And it's scary to me in many ways. But I have a job, a job that I love, and frankly, a job that I need. But again, I love it. Yeah. I just, I'm not surprised it got to this point, especially with Disney. I mean, a global company like that. But I just, like, it was actually emotional. Like, so, and it's funny, everybody else has their, yay, look, and here's my card, and let's see it. I'm like, you know what? You want to see what my face looked like when I had to do it? Mm. So I get it to an extent, but I think the mandate is what I really have an issue with. And I don't know what comes next. But I do know for me personally, I feel like defeated.
Now, the fact that she's still wearing that Band-Aid after being vaccinated tells you that she complies. She will keep that Band-Aid on her, even though it's no longer needed, obviously. Anyone who's ever taken a vaccine or had blood drawn knows you don't have to have it on for that long, unless exactly you want Jay to ask you about it and you want to come clean about how you do not like your boss's mandates. But it's not just that. Listen, I've worked at corporate media outlets, and I worked at one where they told me that I had to either get vaccinated or get put on unpaid leave. And well, I chose not to comply. And as a result, I was out of a job. And that's just how things work. But if we all held the line, we wouldn't have had vaccine mandates in the first place because, well, they need employees to work. But sadly, Sage complied. Even though, and you could see in her face, she was discouraged with her own compliance and discouraged with the fact that she didn't have the guts to stick up for medical freedom. Now, listen, many of you think it's cruel to go after someone because, well, she has a family, and I get it. But so many people at ESPN have families, and you know what they did when they were forced to get the jabs? They allowed ESPN to fire them. I know. I have a friend who was fired by ESPN when he pushed back and said he was not getting that jab. He was expecting a child, or was expecting a child at the time, I guess I should clarify. And it was his first child. He was just married, just about to settle in a new home, and ESPN fired him for not wanting to participate in an experimental jab experience. And so what happened? Well, he was out of a job while awaiting the birth of his first child. And because he is a man with morals, guess what he did? He filed a lawsuit against ESPN. And well, he's going to sue the shit out of Disney, and rightfully so. That's the difference. See, Sage didn't sue because, well, she didn't like the vaccine mandate. She sued over free speech issues. And it's interesting enough because after you heard that clip, and that clip went viral of her talking about the vaccine mandates, she again bent the knee and issued an apology, apologized for her opinion that she gave freely to Jay during that interview. She apologized for having a controversial take on it. And then, I mean, it's spineless. There's no other way to look at it. Now, many of you probably go, oh, be nice. She's at least coming clean now. Now's her time for redemption. Yeah, folks, but you can't claim to be a journalist if you weren't transparent from the very beginning. It's like me getting up here and telling you all these things and then saying, sorry, folks, I have to go comply because, well, we just have a big sponsor with Pfizer. And I'm going to tell you all to get the vaccine. And I'm going to sit here and bite my tongue and tell you everything's okay. And I'm going to lie to you every day when I get in front of the camera. That's not journalism. So many of you might say, still, that's tough. And well, that's life. If we all would have stuck together, if Sage would have stuck up for her coworkers over at ESPN, those who were making a quarter of the money that she was making, well, things might have changed. They might have not put people on unpaid leave or fired them. In fact, she might have not even had to get the vaccine. She knew it was wrong. I constantly talk to people who are vaccine injured these days. People who tell me that they had to get the vaccine, and my heart is with them. It truly is. I have loved ones who didn't want to lose their jobs, and so they took the jabs. And there are people who are calling me all the time, telling me that they're always getting sick. Now they're immune compromised. Now they've got vessels in their eyes bursting randomly. Well, it's because everyone participated in an experiment that there was no data on, and now they're all suffering the consequences, sadly. Listen, nobody had to comply. I took on a mountain of debt when Fox told me the day that I moved back to New York City that I had to either be vaccinated or get put on unpaid leave. I made that decision on that phone call when they told me this to not get the vaccine and to take on over 20 grand worth of debts for moving back and forth. But it's priceless. I do it again. I do it again and again and again to prove a point. When they hold your feet to the fire and you claim to be a journalist, you definitely push back. You don't give in. You don't sit there and say, oh, well, if you're going to force me, I guess I'm going to roll up my sleeve. That's not what you do. That's not freedom. That's not what we stand for as a country. And so, yes, I think Sage should speak freely. But she's speaking freely on platforms where they've done this to their own employees, like Fox, for an example. That interview that we first played, that was a Fox clip, folks. That same employer who told me that I had to get the jab or get put on unpaid leave, that's where she did that interview with. And well, if she just did a little bit of research, she'd find out that Fox Corp took in money from the Biden regime to push the vaccines onto its viewership. We know that because it's a FOIA request that detailed just that. So congratulations, Sage, for coming clean. It's great. It's great. Now you've been paid, you've settled your lawsuit, and now is your time for redemption. But the rest of us, we were pushers from the beginning. We never bent the knee. We never, never, never traded in our morals to comply to keep our job in front of a camera or behind a camera. We have an obligation to the audience to be truthful at all times, even when it's difficult, even when they're testing you. And so, even though now she's telling you, well, now that I've settled my lawsuit, I'm good to go, folks. I'm going to be transparent. Don't believe her. She will sell you out again and again, just like they all do.
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. Introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 705 star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products, taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded. Redemptionshield.com. Use code BREE and save 10%.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.